Welcome back again. You're still here. That's a good sign. I'm happy to see everyone back. In our last segment, we worked with making friends with a natural breath and learned how to just tune in to what's going on inside. That's the beginning of learning how to notice when we start to get stressed, we start to get agitated. As you start to identify physiological reactions that happen in the body, your stomach gets a little queasy, your breath gets a little shallow, your hands start to sweat, your breath increases. It's really important as we become more conscious, more aware through these practices, that you begin to notice as soon as the body starts to stress out, if it's not necessary. And most of the time, it's not necessary. You know, if we really need to kick in the fight or flight response, if there really is a threat and we really do have to run, that's one thing. And it's very handy to have those hormones that are activating the sympathetic nervous system to send us down the road. But most of the time, they just create havoc in our body. So we made friends with our natural breath. We looked at natural breath and we began to take just a little bit of control of it. Now we're going to do the complete practice. And this is what I'd like you to do every day for the next month. And then you can let us know how it's going for you and how this is working. But I think at the end of a month, if you practice 15 minutes, 12 to 15 minutes every day, and everyone can find time for that, I think you're going to notice tremendous changes and a transformation that begins to happen in your life. Okay, you ready to go? So again, from the moment you sit and settle, it's going to be 15 minutes. We're going to do 12 minutes of the actual practice, and then we're going to do 3 minutes at the end of visualization. And what I'm going to ask you to do is to sit, to relax all the muscles in your body, and I'll lead you through that. Then we're going to pick a word or a phrase or a prayer or what's called in yoga a mantra. It can be secular or it can be spiritual. It can be peace or light or love. It can be God is one, or there's a Sanskrit mantra, for example, in yoga that Om Mani Padme Om. It could be a Roman Catholic mantra like Hail Mary, full of grace. Whatever you're comfortable with. If it's just one word, you're going to stretch it out because we're going to connect that word or phrase to our breath. So if it's one word like peace, as you exhale, you're going to pour. I always like to think of pouring the word onto the exhalation. If it's a longer phrase like God is light or Jesus is present, whatever you're comfortable with, then you're going to, it will fit a little more easily on your exhalation. Don't make a big production out of selecting your word. Once we get started, I'm going to ask you to just pick a word or a phrase. Whatever comes to you, use that. Don't switch words once we got going. Next time, tomorrow, when you practice this again, maybe a different word will come to you. Maybe you use the same word for the whole month. Whatever works is the most important thing, but you don't want to get into a whole Hollywood production about trying to figure out what word to use. Okay? Yeah. All right. The last thing we're going to do following the connection of the word to the breath is going to be a visualization. And I'm going to ask you to imagine an environment or a condition or a situation that you would like to bring about in your life. Perhaps it's a healing, perhaps it's a place of wellness, perhaps it's a new place you'd like to move, perhaps it's a new professional situation or a new personal relationship. So I'm going to guide you through a minute or two of creating that image in your mind. And then we're just going to set that in place. And from there, we'll close out of the meditation. Okay, I hope by now you're ready to sit and get comfortable. Remember, you can sit in a chair or on the floor with a pillow. Take a moment to arrange yourself. Okay, are we ready to begin? Here we go. Go ahead and sit. Begin to settle. Come to a comfortable position. If you notice anything taking your attention that's distracting, see if you can arrange yourself so that discomfort is minimized or disappears. If you need to move in the middle of our practice, see if you can just sit with the distraction for a moment. See if you can send a little energy, a little breath, a little awareness to that place. Maybe it's your knee or your back or your shoulder. See if that dissipates, that little knocking on your body for attention. Perhaps that will fix the distraction. If not, then go ahead and move slightly if you need to rearrange yourself. Now that you've become comfortable, let's briefly move through the body and relax all the muscles in your body. So bring your awareness to your feet and just think about relaxing your feet. And now move that awareness up to your ankles and your calves. And if you notice any tension, just let it go. Relax the calves. And now bring your concentration, your awareness up to your knees and your thighs. Are you holding any tension there? If so, just let go. And now come up to the pelvis and the hips and the belly. Notice your belly. You're holding any tension in your belly. Relax all the muscles, your buttocks and your hips. Now move your awareness up to your chest and your back. Relax all those muscles. And now bring your focus to your shoulders. Ah, place we carry a lot of tension. Relax all the muscles in your shoulders. And slide down the arms, relaxing the muscles in the upper arms, the lower arms. Relax your hands, fingers resting on your knees or in your lap. And now move up to your head and neck. Relax the muscles in your neck and in your face. Relax the scalp, your eyes and your cheeks and the tongue, your lips, your ears. Notice how pleasant it is to inhabit a relaxed body, sitting tall, quiet. The thought pops up, oh well, just let it go. And now pick a word, or a phrase, or a prayer, whatever comes to you. And we're going to place that word on our exhalation. So now begin to notice again your natural breath. As we've practiced doing, bring your awareness to natural breath. How is your natural breath today? Where are you finding it today? Is it low or high? Fast or slow? And now bring that word or prayer again up in your mind. And imagine you're just loading it. You're placing it on your out-breath. Every time you exhale, the exhalation is carrying that word down through the center of yourself. Every exhalation, you're repeating that word. and again. Almost as if you were putting the word on an elevator and then pushing the down button. The elevator breath, we're carrying that word down to the ground floor. And again, you repeat the word. Oops, thinking. Got distracted by a thought. Heard something that triggered a thought. Just let it go. Oh well, thinking, no worries. And again, bring your attention back to the word you've chosen and put it on your out-breath. Oh well. Really just surrender to this process. That you're happy to be here with your word, with your breath, in this place. Distractions come. Oh well. And back to the word. Every breath just carries you deeper and deeper into relaxation. It's almost as if you're beginning to fall asleep, but you don't fall asleep. Breath is slowing. Mind is getting quieter. Relaxation response is turning on. We're alert and relaxed. Again, you repeat the word, and again, you get distracted. Oh well. Just see yourself in your mind's eye, shrugging your shoulders. Oh well. And come back to the breath again. Where is your attention now? Can you joyfully come back to your word? This is practice. This is training for the body and the mind, learning to pay attention. We do it over and over again, joyfully, knowing that with every breath, we're gaining greater control over our health and our happiness. We have a choice. We can go off and follow a stressful thought or follow any thought, or we can practice paying attention. This is what you will do on your own. Every day for 12 minutes, you'll relax all the muscles in your body. You'll pick a word or a phrase, and you'll dump it, pour it, cover it over the exhalation again and again. And when you get distracted, you'll come back again. So now, still keeping your eyes closed, I'd like you to imagine in your mind's eye a situation or an environment or a condition of health or wellness that you would like to bring about in your life. Perhaps you're going to imagine a healing or overcoming an obstacle or finishing a project. Graduating from school, or creating a painting, or an opera, whatever comes to you, Again, just pick something for today. It can be very, very simple. Tomorrow might be something different, or you might pick the same thing every day for the next month. Now imagine how you will feel when this comes to pass. Imagine you're sitting watching yourself now. Will you be smiling? Will you be joyful? Will you be quiet and alone, or will you be celebrating with a group of friends? Where will you be? Will you be at home or outside? Or at work? Who will be there with you? What will they be saying? How will you feel in your heart when this is accomplished? Can you see yourself smiling and centered and content and healthy and happy in this moment, right here and right now? So you will do this every day. Still keeping your eyes closed. We're going to close this out now. So take a nice deep breath. Keeping your eyes closed, you might want to have a big stretch. Oh, maybe stretching your arms up over your head. And if you like, you can reach to your right knee with your left hand and take a big inhale and then a big exhale and just twist to the right. And then you might want to go the other way. Big inhale and exhale, twist to your left. Might want to lean back, putting your hands on the chair or the floor behind you and arch your back. Ooh, and then do the opposite and come forward and round your back, dropping your chin towards your chest. And I always like to end my meditations by rubbing my hands together. So I generate a little bit of friction, and then resting your closed eyes in the palms of your hands. Slowly opening your eyes and releasing your hands and letting the light back in. So that's it. That's the practice. That's how we learn to turn on the relaxation response and reduce the negative effects of stress in our life, creating greater wellness, greater health, greater balance. This is also a wonderful way to learn how to begin a meditation practice for those of you that might be interested in going on with this. But this is something we want to do our whole life. To just take these moments every day to just settle in, to be present. And this technique, again, as I mentioned earlier, can be carried out into the world and used anywhere. You just take a breath, remembering your word, connect it to your out breath. Thank you so very much for joining in. I'll see you next time.